Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and my son Chip is here.
Yes.
And we've been, the Lord has led us to begin this year seeking Him, seeking His guidance, and teaching others how to, or inspiring others, whatever this is we do, Chip, to seek Him. And to follow His leading. The Lord told Brother Hagin when He appeared to him in that hospital vision, the most important thing you can teach my children in the last days is how to follow my Spirit. In other words, how to be led by the Spirit of God. So, as we said yesterday, there's no shortcut to knowing God's will for your life. Of course, His will is His Word. And many things are written there, your healing, your prosperity, many things. But there is a part of your life, a leading in your life, a guiding in your life as to what God's plan is for you, Chip Brim, and for you, whoever's listening out there. And one of the scriptures that we're going to look at is Psalm 27. David knew a lot about seeking the Lord. And he knew it from the Lord Himself, of course. This is, I say to people, this is my favorite psalm. And so I'm going to begin reading it. I'm going to be reading to you out of the Art Scrolls edition, which is the Hebrew translation into English. And so the psalm begins, "The Lord is my light." Light stands for your leading. Light stands for your guidance. The entrance of your word gives light. If you, if God leads you and guides you, you walk according to that light. So David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life's, is the source. The Lord is the source of my life's strength. Whom shall I dread?" Now I'm going to go on down to what in this is the verse 4. "One thing I ask of the Lord, that shall I seek, that I dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life." David said, "I'm asking only one thing of the Lord. That shall I seek." Now, there's a note here in my Hebrew Bible that David was not seeking to live like a monk down at the tabernacle or the temple. The temple wasn't built yet. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the heavenly presence of God. He wants to live in the presence of God all the days of his life, and that's all he's seeking. Now, then something wonderful is revealed here in verse 8. Now, the King James, Chip, read verse 8. I think it's verse 8 in the King James. They don't hardly know how to translate this. Most translators, of course, some people say the King James Bible is the only Bible. Are you kidding me? The Bible was written in Hebrew. People translate it out of Hebrew into another language. So sometimes King James is best on it. Sometimes New American's best on it. Sometimes another one might be best on what God's trying to say. But the Hebrew is the perfect one. And here are Hebrew people in this Art Scrolls Bible who've been speaking and studying the Bible thousands of years in Hebrew. And they're going to translate this verse, what it really means. Now, what does verse 8 say in King James?
27:8 Psalm says, "When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek."
Now, that's pretty good. Read it again.
"When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek."
Now, it misses something, though. It misses this, which you can see so plainly, even in my little limited Hebrew. It is so plain that it says, "In your behalf, my heart has said." In other words, in God's behalf, my heart has spoken to me. Lecha, it says in Hebrew, in your behalf. This is for God, for God's purpose, for God's blessing. My heart has spoken something to me. And here's what is spoken. Seek my presence. Your presence, Lord, I do seek.
So face and presence.
Face and presence are the same. Face and presence, it's actually the word face, but that means presence, it means face. But the point I wanted to get over to you here is that God wants us to seek him more than we want to seek him. God wants to fellowship with us more than we want to fellowship with him. God wants to reveal his will for your life, Chip, to you more than you want to know it.
It's hard to understand that in our little human thinking, but it's true.
It's true.
Just like Adam, I think, he couldn't wait to fellowship with him in the garden. And he, you know, built all that and created man to fellowship with him.
Right, exactly. And if he's going to get his will done in the earth, he's got to get it done through men. And he has to. He has limited himself like that. He's just. He's a just God.
Don't you think that sometimes we feel like he's just up there, just kind of waiting on us to get it together and to seek him? And we need to do that. But he's really seeking after us.
He is. He's seeking you more than you're seeking him.
Mm.
And, you know, I was watching.
That's something to think about.
I watched a George Pearson service that he did down at Eagle Mountain International Church on January 2nd. I was led of the Lord to watch it. And I knew that George had really been seeking God since last August. And the Lord has led him to teach people on fellowshipping God, mm-hmm. fellowshipping with God. And this is a two-way thing. And the Lord said to him, when you teach the people to fellowship with me, to commune with me, to have intimate relationship with me, you tell them that I want it more than they want it. So this is what this scripture says right here in verse 8. I wish you could see it, Chip. I wish I could somehow show you these Hebrew letters and that you would know le. It means to or toward or for. For you, my heart has said. In other words, David said, in your behalf, Father, my heart has said, seek my presence. So in David's heart, he heard, seek my face.
Hmm.
But he knows that it's for God's purposes. And then David answers, your face,
shall I see?
Oh Lord, I do seek.
So he answers that.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. Now David declares, this is one of their comments. David declares that it is God himself who implanted in his heart this noble aspiration.
Huh.
And it was as if his heart spoke to him as God's emissary. Your heart is God's emissary. If God's going to speak to you, you're a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. With your body, you contact the world, the physical. With your mind, you contact the intellectual world. But if God's going to speak to you, he's going to speak to you in your spirit, and you're going to have to hear him with your spirit. So David says, in your behalf, dear Father, my heart has said, seek my presence. What did he say to you, Chip Brim?
Well, I was sitting there thinking, he asked David the same thing
he asked
me.
He asked David the same thing he asked you.
I feel pretty good.
You feel pretty good.
I don't feel so bad. I'm in good company.
Tell about that again.
Well, he asked me, are you seeking me? It changed
my
life. I was coaching, and I was 35 years old.
How many years ago was this? What year was it?
I don't know what year. 35, I'm 48, so do the math.
Yeah, 13 years.
But are you seeking me? And I gave him a list of answers thinking that was the answers of, I go to church, I'm a good person, I pay my tithes, I do this, I do that. And he kept asking me. And he asked me three times, and I said, evidently not. And then I called mom and found out that seeking is more than just those things. And seeking with your heart and in every way. So I began to do that, and I did it.
Well, how did you begin to do it?
Well, I set out. Number one, he said, are you seeking me like you're seeking the championship or the ring when I was coaching? And we had just won another championship. And I said, no, I'm seeking that more. And I remember the verse that said, seek ye first.
First.
first, he's into priorities.
Oh, yes, and he is the priority. He has to be it.
And I remember the end of that verse, which is beneficial to us and all these things. Well, I didn't know one of the things was my ministry. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But he did. Mm-hmm. He knows our unseen future. That's why so many people are off track. They don't know the way. They're not seeking God. He'll reveal these things.
See, he has a purpose for your life.
He has a purpose.
And in your life, you've got connections.
Yes, connections.
You've got people that you need to...
Appointments, anointments, connections, purposes, plans. But we have to
seek
God.
You're not going to get there unless you seek him.
And so I found out what it was, and I said, well, I'm doing that in baseball, but I'm in my job, but I'm not doing it for God. So I took Bibles, scriptures, tapes to my... I made a time for God.
Time. You made time.
I made time, and I would not let anybody have that time. And
it's time, T-I-M-E.
Yeah. And I even when somebody would try to take that time, I wouldn't go, well, I'll just double up tomorrow and make up for it. And no, you couldn't have it.
Where'd you find the time, son? I know you were busy.
Well, I had a 30-minute lunch period. And that was it. I was real busy. And then I made time right before practice, a 15-minute of praise and worship, of just praising and thanking him in his presence. And so I did that. And a month later, again, my boss called me and said he wanted that time, and I wouldn't give it to him. I was ready to lose my job for it.
The time that you had sent across on your lunch hour.
In other words, I'm not going to miss this walk with God in the garden of Adam. You know, are you with
me? Right.
I am not. No, I'm sorry, and I respect you, but no. And he said, okay. And when I hung up that phone, the Lord said to me, you're seeking me now. And I said, well, Lord, what do you mean? And he said, remember when I asked you, are you seeking me? And that was a month before. And I said, yes. And he said, now you're seeking me. Now you're craving me. Now, and all of a sudden, that office filled with the glory of God, he began to tell me about the ministry. He told me what the name of it was. He told me it's Champions for Christ. Mm-hmm. He told me what everything meant.
You began to hear from him.
I started hearing all these things, answered prayers, different things were coming was seeking him. Yeah. And that changed my life. I knew it wasn't hard for me to resign from my job. Where all the other coaches, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for income? What are you going to do? You just had a baby. It doesn't matter. I was the happiest person in the world because I knew I heard from God. Why? Because I sought him.
You gave him time.
I gave him time, and I did it. And he said, you're seeking me now. Well, guess what? Here's the cool part. I don't know if you heard this testimony before, but it was hard for me to read the Bible. It was hard for me to... Mom kept telling me to read the Bible, and I would read it. And now when I was seeking him, it was like I couldn't wait to read it. It was like revelations, the words would jump off the page. It was totally different than it was before.
Because you gave him time. Bless the Lord. You can't seek God without giving him time.
And didn't he
time.
Say, Mom, in Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder.
He's a rewarder. He'll reward you. We'll start with that tomorrow.
Who diligently
We'll start with that seek. Tomorrow. And until then, this is Billy Brim and Chip Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom. If you want a free CD just for mailing charges, call 1-800-972-3447 for the Hearing Heart.